Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons on a Thursday, little different day, but every week we talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora, here on WEEI Afternoons. Alex Cora is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network, by Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good, and by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex Cora, how are we doing this afternoon?
Doing good. How are you guys?
We're okay. Sorry that we're not going to come out of the gates with a softball, but the reality of the season is the reality of the season. We've all been around sports a long time, and when underachievement occurs or expectations aren't met, there's usually a fall guy, a shakeup. We've seen it in baseball already with managers hitting coaches, getting fired. So I just want to be respectful in asking this, but with the underachievement, are you and or your staff sort of feeling the pressure in terms of job security?
No, not really. From my end, I actually don't ask coaches about that. I just ask them to do their best on a daily basis, but I can answer that question, personally. No, I feel like every day we go out there, we're doing our best, it hasn't happened for us. You look at the season and having conversations with some people this morning, I was like, man, it's a weird one, right? Because it feels like you are in every game, but it's not going your way. So, this is just a tough stretch for us, for me, as a manager. And we just got to be ready for tomorrow. We got a big series coming up here in Atlanta, and hopefully we can win 2 out of 3 or sweep in and get this bad taste out of our mouth.
Well, obviously, Alex, there's no one special potion, no one button you could press to just make everything turn around, stop losing the one-run games and making errors and whatnot. But to me, and I think to a lot of people, it feels like, or at least it seems, the team is pressing. Everyone might be trying to do a little extra, a little more to try to snap out of this funk. How do you advise the team, the coaches, and everyone to relax in the face of scrutiny and frustration like this?
Yeah, I don't think the outside pressure, we feel the outside pressure. Actually, the pressure comes from inside, right? When you look up in the eighth inning, it's a one-run game. When you look up in the ninth, it's a one-run game. Extra innings, the same thing, And this is something that we always talk about. And as a manager, that's something that I keep telling them, there's certain times in the season when things are going great that you can run freely and, you know, try to score from first and try to score from second, steal base and all that. You know, try to force plays. But in this case, when I think every – if you look at it the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, it seems like every play matters, you know. So slowing it down is the most important thing. For example, the other day, that ball that he was hitting the gap, you know, the ball hit the runner for third, takes up to the plate. I think Gunnar Henderson was at second. He went third, and Marcelo was trying to make a baseball play, right? In that play, just stop it, right? Because there's a chance that something bad might happen, you know. Like I'd rather have men at third, and I think it was one out at that point that throwing the ball away, you know, and the guy scores. So same situation yesterday with Rafaela. You know, most of the time we're very aggressive, but he knows with a hit to right field when he turns. He's about to turn to third base. He has to pick up the coach, right? And he did not. And, you know, he was at third base, and Sogi was there too. So he's an out. Marcelo the other day with the sack, with the fly ball to right field, you know, like he has a great arm. Maybe if we're in a hot streak, you know, you take a chance and you're safe, but not in that moment. So just keep preaching, keep talking, and hopefully the guys, you know, can breathe a little bit and do less instead of more.
Excuse me, Alex. I'm, you know, a few days ago, it was Rob Rushneider. He had some comments that were self-critical of the team and just kind of, for the first time, really a player, just kind of blunt statements about the current state of the team. Do you have any just thoughts on that? And when an older guy comes out and says things like that, what is your thoughts on that?
I thought it was great. Just being honest with everybody. I think you guys deserve that. The fan base deserved that, right? And I think he was talking for the group. You know, he's a veteran guy. He actually had a good two at-bats there, and they went straight to him, and he was honest. You know, he was blasting people, you know. It's just the group, you know. We have to be better at what we do, you know, and it's not early. I've been saying that, you know, like, it's not early, you know. It's the first third part of the season. We have play, and we're playing under 500. We have fall behind by a lot of games in the division. Obviously, there's a lot of ways to make it to the playoff, but, you know, if we're going to talk about the playoff, we just have to play better, you know, and I think the first goal is to get back to 500 and, you know, start winning more games. You know, the 6 out of 10, 7 out of 10 is always good, and we haven't done that in a while.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Last week, Alex, when we talked to you, it was before the crochet start. It was in the midst of the bullpen being sort of shorthanded. And you kind of talked to us about maybe needing your ace to go deep into the game. And then as it played out, you ended up pulling him in the sixth after one out and 85 pitches. And that seemed like an example, and Craig Breslow was asked about it today, where, you know, the organization makes a decision on a guy. And I'm wondering, when Breslow and others come to you in those situations before the game, whenever it is, to talk about a player or an opportunity, are those directives? Are those marching orders? Are those suggestions? And then you kind of work with it. How do those decisions come about?
No, the crochet one, obviously, I'm going to go public before the game, right, and say, hey, he has 85 pitches, you know, right. Because obviously the opposition is going to game plan against you. That decision was made before. It comes from medical staff. Obviously, the front office is part of it. And going into that outing, we knew, you know, that it was going to be short, you know. And like I said, you know, my job is to help the team, you know, find ways to maximize the roster and win as many games as possible, but also keep the guys fresh, you know. And he was leading the league in pitches, right, and in innings. And we felt before that start, you know, that he needed a blow. And he did an outstanding job. And he wasn't the reason we lost the game, right? We didn't finish the game. I think the next start, he went 105 pitches. You know, he's a full go for his next one. Now we're going to take advantage of the schedule. So I think it's a combination of everything, right? The medical staff, the front office, and obviously putting the calendar together. And I think now, with the benefit of the off days, we're in a full go with him, knowing that at one point we're going to do the same thing.
Alex, I was the one who suggested last week that maybe Crochet could throw his first complete game in the majors, and you laughed and looked at me and said, wouldn't that be great? I feel like broke my heart, Alex. An 85 pitch complete game. He's not Greg Maddux.
Yeah, it's hard, you know, and decisions like that, obviously, you know, I think it's more for the benefit of the player understanding. And you don't want to tell him that either, you know, because maybe, you know, he tries to do stuff that he's not done in the past, right? Pitch contact, don't strike people out. Kind of like tone it down velocity-wise. So he did his best, and like I said, we just didn't finish the game.
Alex, first base guy here. I got to ask the obligatory first base question, and you suggested a couple days ago that maybe Christian Campbell will maybe see some playing time at first base against this Atlanta this series. Any more thoughts on that? Do you see him playing sooner rather than later at first?
Yeah, there's a good chance he's going to play Sunday at first base. He looks, in practice, obviously, he looks more comfortable going to his right, to his right, left. We've been talking about decision making, and as you guys know, it's not that easy, right? You saw it yesterday. Sogi has played first base most of the season. There was a ground ball to his right that he went far, right? And it was a routine ground ball to second baseman. He tried to make the play. Obviously, Slayton didn't cover. He was late, and they got men first and third. So we understand what we're trying to accomplish here, and we know that there's going to be some mistakes, but we're going to take our chances, and he feels better at it, and there's a good chance he's going to be Sunday.
Alex, the most popular player or name in Red Sox Nation right now might be Roman Anthony. I know you're aware of that. But just in your view, why is Roman Anthony, the way he's playing, not on your team right now? And have you been advocating for him to get the call-up?
No, we've been having conversations. And, like before the season, we knew at one point Campbell was going to be part of it. It just happened that he was in opening day. We knew that Marcelo at one point was going to contribute, and he's here already because of injuries. And I know, at one point Roman is going to be here. The timing, there's something that as an organization, we're going to decide when. Obviously, he's doing an outstanding job. He's getting better. And, he's not knocking on the door. He's knocking it down, let's be honest. And when we make the decision, I know everybody's going to be happy, and I know he's going to contribute.
Alex, how do you feel Marcelo Meyer, who was called up, obviously, perhaps maybe not necessarily the way you envisioned, but that's baseball. How do you feel he has performed to date?
He's been good. And one of the things that we knew coming into the situation, he's not going to panic. You see him playing defense at shortstop, playing defense at third base. He's a natural. He's a great defender. He's a great base runner. And at the plate, I truly believe that his swing is going to play at the big league level. Kind of similar like Carlos Narvaez, right? Like when with two strikes, they're willing to hit the ball the other way, which, let him see the ball deeper and make decisions in the strike zone. And so far, so good. Obviously, he's going to face some challenges. We can talk about rookies, right? And we're living it right now with Christian, right? He was the best rookie in the big leagues in April, and now he's struggling in May. So we just have to help him to go through stretches, understanding that they're going to have some obstacles throughout the process, and that's what we're here for, to help him to be better.
Alex, I saw you give Trevor Story a little fist bump after his first sacrifice bunt in like 10 years in the game the other day. Just he's not hitting great, so he was doing whatever he could do. But just your thoughts on Trevor with this team and his role. Do you see do you see it changing much more than what it is right now?
No, we got to get him going. We have to, and he knows it. Obviously, we gave him a day off in the homestand. I saw some good things in the series in Milwaukee. Yesterday, he hit the face hit against a lefty. He did the same thing before, deeper counts. We're still missing the fastball. Yesterday, he put the bunt down. And, I always tell these guys, and this is what we talked early in the interview, less is more, probably, a few days ago, he was just thinking about, let me hit this ball hard and pull it in the air, hit a homer. And at that moment, he felt like that was the right play for the team. And he did an outstanding job. So, there's a guy that we circle up in the off season that he was a big part of what we were trying to accomplish. We don't have Casas, we don't have Alex, and he knows this. It's time to step up, and he's a great defender, but we need him offensively.
Alex, we saw Ramon Vasquez win a couple games by depleting the bullpen, honestly. And there's that balance between winning on any given night but looking long-term. Does that balance change now? Is there more a sense of an urgency? I mean, you're 9.5 games back. Do you maybe need to make decisions more based on winning every single game every night more so than looking long-term?
As you guys know, the rotation needs to go deeper, you know, for us to be able to win games and sustain momentum, the rotation needs to do their job, right? And if you look at the season, we had a great series in Kansas City. Then we go to Detroit, and Tanner struggled in the first day. We need to use the bullpen, and then we have two tough games. Tuesday, Wednesday, I think it was, we lost in extra innings, and that was it, right? So, yeah, we're going to be aggressive. I think, you know, having multi-inning guys in the bullpen is going to help us to continue to be aggressive. But at the end, I'm a big believer that you need the rotation to give you more than 4 2/3 or 4 innings. You know, we need at least 5. So, you know, it's sustainable because, yeah, it looks great for 2 days or 3, but, you know, the bullpen felt it towards the end of the week, and we don't need that.
Will there be any, like, will you guys get to a point sometime soon, Alex, you feel like where guys won't be limited to 85, 90 pitches? You know, it seems like Bayo was a little frustrated yesterday, obviously shorter outing for Crochet. Are we going to get to a point where you're just going to let some of the guys go the distance sometime soon, or is it still go for it, please.
No, in the case of Bayo yesterday, you know, he had, 80 pitches in 4 innings, you know, that's not efficient, you know, and basically was 50-50, you know, as far as, like, strike throwing and balls, right? He was behind in the count a lot. The line looks good, right? It was 1 runs or 2 runs, whatever, but the matchup was a good one for us with Bernie and Yelich, and we knew that we had Dobbins as a multi-inning guy, you know, and we passed the baton all the way to the end. You know, we just didn't finish the race, right? So sometimes it's going to be, you know, medical dictated, right, like Crochet. But then after that, he went 105, whatever it was. And sometimes it's going to be performance-wise and the matchups and understanding that today was an off day and we were going to be able to be aggressive with Dobbins yesterday. Just like I've been saying a lot and I think too many times, you know, we just didn't finish the game.
Alex, do you see Marcelo Meyer being just a third baseman? Do you see him ultimately winding up at that position, or do you see him maybe somewhere else?
You mean this season or in his career?
Yeah, let's say in his career.
I think Marcelo Meyer is going to be a top of the line shortstop. You know, not only offensively but defensively, he's really good and. Right now, our needs is for him to play third base. He'll play a little bit of short, also second base. But, you know, so far so good at third base, man. He's a natural talent defensively. He's a kid that I don't know if you guys have talked to him. But, you know, when you talk to him, you know, the passion that he talks about defense is refreshing. You know, he understands that for us to win games, you have to play great in both sides of the ball, right? Offensively, you have to contribute. But, you know, if you're not contributing offensively, you got to take hits away, and he's been doing that.
All right, Alex, we appreciate you joining us, as we do every week. I know these aren't the easiest questions to answer right now at this time and the way things are going, but good luck down in Atlanta. Hopefully we get this turnaround.
No, man, if we like the good ones, man, send the tough ones, too. That's part of the gig, right?
That's it, man.
Absolutely. All right. Yep, appreciate it, Alex. We'll talk to you next week.
Be well. Have a good one. See
you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was Red Sox manager Alex Cora answering all the tough questions and
not really
dodging them. So no longer will I pussyfoot in.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/home. Home run, and use code home run for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
To the tough questions, Alex. You said bring them on. Hopefully we don't need to bring them on anymore, because if you turn the corner and start winning some baseball games, the questions will get easier. Alex Cora, WEEI Afternoons, will react to everything he said about a baseball team that needs to find a way to win. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.